There's a label based in Sweden that I adore. It's home to dead good bands like Sambassador and suburban kids with biblical names and Tribeca. I could listen to their albums on repeat forever. Labrador Records is its name, and Swedish indie pop is its game, so they'll never want to sign me. But maybe if I bribed a Swedish government official, they'd give me some fake Swedish ID. I wish that I sounded like Ron Derling, but I bet they'd still throw my demo in the bin, because I'm not from Sweden, I'm from Grimsby, separated from Sweden by the North Sea. It's not my fault I wasn't born in Sweden, and I can make my music loads more jangly. I'll even change my name to Silt Parbrod, and I'll pretend that I was born in Helsingborg. I've had this obsession for quite a while now, since the very first time I heard the Acid House Kings, 'cause every single artist on their roster is amazing, from Irene to Radio Department to Ingenting. And for a country with such a small population, how do they produce so many brilliant bands? I'm guessing Sweden must be jam-packed full of inspiration, or every Swedish child is blessed with magic indie pop hands. It's not my fault I wasn't born.